Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Town Council Planning Committee meeting, Monday, the 17th of December at 6 p.m. at Exmouth Town Hall. Apologies for absence, I have none, but I assume Councillor Taylor is in substituting for Councillor Troy. Thank you. And we haven't had any other apologies. There's no members of the public, so I'll move straight on. The minutes of the meeting held on the 10th of December have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Declarations and pecuniary interest and dispensations. Is there any councillors that wish to give a personal interest or dispensation that we need to record? Okay, thank you. Urgent business, I do have one, which is in respect of 18/0982 full application for 9A Dagmar Road, which was demolition of existing building and erection of two-storey garage holiday accommodation to the rear of existing house. The amended plan for consultation is removing the dormer window from the rear elevation of the proposed holiday deck. I'll just let Ron's give you a summary of some comments we've had from councillors, plus the last time, or last twice, it's been before this town council, and also the conservation officer's report. Thank you, Ron.
Yes, previously we commented, well, we objected, we've had this application, we've had this application before us twice before, and we objected that the proposal was overdevelopment of a small plot, and the proposed development would impact on the amenity of the adjacent properties. Conservation reported on the 13th of June that the dormer window was unacceptable, as the mass and scale would detract, and the roof configuration to the rear had an uncomfortable relationship with the roofscape, which was considered too small to accommodate the proposed dormers. They've also commented on the 23rd of October that the design and method of construction are mindful of treatment to the boundary walls. It also recommended that good quality materials reflect the character of the area are used. Councillor Williamson has emailed in respect of these amended plans, and he says he doesn't wish to comment at the moment until he's actually inspected. They've only come in today, these amended plans, as he's concerned that there may still be an overbearing effect. Also, just to mention, when the application was originally submitted, there was two representations. That's it, thank you.
Thank you. We have no Litlam Town Board councillors here this evening. I'm minded to propose continue that we refuse on the basis that we did feel it was only development of the plot, in addition to the fact that we had the dormer, which I know everybody was very concerned about. Obviously, Councillor Williamson, as the councillor for that ward, will make his own views known to East End District Council as and when he's looked at the premises. But I don't know if anybody else has got any comments, otherwise I might have proposed refusal on the same grounds as previously, that it's over the development of the site.
Yeah,
are you happy with that? Yeah, okay. Thanks very much. Then move on to consider the planning applications for consultation. Firstly, Brixington Ward, application 10/0254 full. One Mount Batten Close, proposed dwelling. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Nicholas.
Yes, I took exception to something that was on the access statement, or the architect statement. He said they were building a three-bedroom house for five... Oh, it was starting. Do you want me to wait?
Yeah,
no. Right. He said, the architect on his statement said they were building a three-bedroom house for five people. Mountbatten Close Road, or their ex-police houses, and they're all fairly well, and in between they've built extensions and things like that, you know, but this is right on the end. and it abuts onto Fraser Road. They're not planning to actually have the garage there. All the other houses do, as do all the disabled bungalows across, and apparently it's deemed suitable that they will be able to accommodate 2 cars for street parking. I'm not quite sure how they could definitely say, so I went down there at 3:30 and they'd have been struggling to get 2 cars on the street then. And to be honest, they're proposing to remove a 10-foot hedge all the way around.
No.
When you look at the plan, the layout of it, they're going to take down the side extension that they got permission for, I think it was 2 years ago. They've already built the rear extension on number one, but they're obviously going to keep the garage because there is no room for a car in the back now. So I personally think it's overdevelopment. It's going to stop the open look on the end of it, especially if they take the garage, all the hedging down and that. And there is nowhere to park the car. Well, you can't get a permit. And apparently there's only going to be a path access to the house.
Wow.
So if it's for 5 people, you could end up with more than 2 cars.
Yeah, so you're proposing refusal on the basis of overdevelopment, it's overbearing, and presumably out of character with the street scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what you're saying, if they're taking down a hedge and it's in an area where it's mainly older persons' housing.
Not so long ago, a number of 85 Fraser Road, which is just up the road from there, they refused a similar thing, building another house onto the end of it, because of the open aspect.
Well, in that case, it would be character speaking. Councillor Chapman.
Yes, I agree with Councillor Nicholas. It's overdevelopment. We don't want to lose the hedge. There's a lot of elderly bungalows around there, so it's quite quiet around there. It would be far too big for the block. Completely out of character. So I go for refusal.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis of overdevelopment, it's overbearing and out of character of the street scene. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Any abstentions? No. Okay. I don't know if you want to test your microphones, because obviously Cherry's wasn't working. I don't know.
Yeah, they're all
working.
They take time to warm up.
They're just warming up.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, that's all right. It's just that in view of the problems we've had with members of the public not hearing the tape, we want to make sure. Thank you. Next application is 18-2764-111 St John's Road. Construction of single storey side and rear extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Nicholas or Councillor Chapman?
No objection.
Seconded? No. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to Holsden Ward. Application 18-27705 Oak Tree Coast. Alteration and extension to dwelling to provide first floor accommodation, construction of single story extension, balcony and terrace to rear. We have one letter of representation which Ron's has circulated, because the actual representation didn't come in until 5 o'clock this evening when they came in to look at the plan, and it was unlikely that they'd be able to get hold of any of the councillors, or they were concerned they may not be able to get hold of us. So therefore, they have brought the letter in, which, for those that are not on Halston, I'll read for you. It just says, we have just looked at the plan submitted for work on 5 Oak Tree Close. The back of the property currently partially looks into the back of our property, but we have concerns that if this new build were to go ahead, then it would have more of an impact on our privacy, particularly with a balcony being proposed. Aside from the privacy issue, we believe that the current plans made would be totally out of keeping with the neighbourhood aesthetically. We wanted these concerns noted before tonight's meeting and before we submit a formal letter of concern. And that's from 23 Mount Pleasant.
Sorry, mate.
Thank you. Mount Pleasant Avenue. Councillor Dumper, do you want to start?
Yes, yes, I do. This is again a small bungalow in a development of small bungalows, and the suggestion that comes through with this planning application, you can see a small bungalow there, and below it is what they're planning. I think anybody who can say that that is not out of character or out of keeping would have a very funny sense of style. I really can't accept this, and I must propose it for refusal.
Thank you. Councillor Cagan.
Thank you. Yes, looking at this, I mean, once again, we have bungalows looking to be converted to something much, much bigger. In some cases, it is acceptable, but I think in this particular case, there is quite a confining the properties within the close. And I don't think that it's in keeping with the streets. So I would.
Thank you. And I would support refusal as well on the basis that it's out of keeping with the area, totally out of keeping with the area.
Looks like two prefabs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does, I think.
Oh,
you are showing your.
I know.
Proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 18 B27844, 15 Crossing Fields Drive. Construction dormer window and Juliet balcony to rear, dormer window and roof lights to side to enable loft conversion. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Cagill.
Thank you. Crossing Fields Drive, as we know, is quite a spread out area. Once again, this is one of those cases where I think if there's no objections by anybody, I personally don't see a problem with the application, so I would accept it.
Thank you. Councillor Dumper?
No, I went up there this evening and had a look, and I don't, like Fred, I don't see any problem, and I've seconded the proposal.
So there's others in the area similar, so yeah. I'm happy. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to the Littleham Ward, application 18, 27864, Sunny Slope, Bicton Villas, construction of single storey extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Humphreys.
Has this come through before in the past? Or?
Yeah. Yes. We've had other applications for the same property.
Yeah. Mm. And I've had nothing from neighbours, and I think Mark Williamson, has he put in a comment yet?
No.
No. I personally feel that this came to my head.
No, I couldn't see any reason why not when I looked at it. It's a single story extension, and they're similar in the road, and I can't see it's affecting any other properties, this particular application.
Quite a lot of space.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see a problem. So I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Next application is 18, 28074, 41 Littleham Road. Retention of boundary wall and fencing in amended position and extend garden area for plot 7 and 8. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Humphreys.
I think this should go ahead. Yep, we can put this
through. Thank you. Second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to the Town Ward. Application
18B2760 Full, 70A Exeter Road. Demolition of existing outbuildings and erection of single-storey rear extension to ground floor flat. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no representations. However, I would just point out that we have mentioned the poor scan quality that we have received from East End District Council, because it has been difficult. So, Councillor Masding.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Thanks to Ron for showing me some amended plans, which made things a lot clearer. It does appear that the rear extension will be replacing an existing one, as it says, and it will extend the boundary by about a metre by the look of it. It's immediately behind the Lewis Pharmacy, as we see there. It doesn't appear to be, in my view, impacting any of the main neighbours, and so I'm prepared to propose that we accept this. Thank you.
I'm just wondering whether I need to declare Jackie Lewis of Lewis Pharmacy is actually a trustee of Exmouth Hospice Care, Exmouth Limpson Hospice Care. I'm just thinking she's a next door property, isn't she? Or probably, I'm not sure if she's 72, right? Because she's Lewis Pharmacy, obviously. I don't know.
Can we have a look at a proposed elevation? Is that the best they've got, please?
We've got a problem that the scan quality.
Is it not shown on the screen at all?
Yeah, there's no trouble with it today.
So I've had to print something off the internet. Unfortunately, it's not something I could download. I've shown you all, but this is the proposal at the back there. So you're looking at the existing there.
That's existing, Councillor Hill, that's the bottom right. Just that single storey extension at the rear on the bottom.
Yeah, which a lot of them have done anyway. It's my house overlooks them all. I'm not affected by it, but I'm within 50 metres or so. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay. Councillor Dumper, have you got any observations you want to make?
Not really, thank you, Chair. I support it.
So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against, no, thank you. Next application is 18/2740 Full, flat 3, 96 St Andrews Road, conversion of existing attic for use as a bedroom. I've got some comments which I don't know what this is.
Oh, that's fair.
Right, that's okay. I've got comments on here I wasn't sure I needed to say. So there's no comments from statutory consultees and there's no representations. Councillor Masding.
Yes, thank you, Chair. This is a small roof light, so to be fitted front and rear, nothing too obtrusive. Many of the neighbouring properties have already got these, so I have no objections. Proposed acceptance.
Thank you. Councillor Hill?
No, I agree. It's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Dunfer, anything? So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 18/2778 Full, 43 St Andrews Road. Change of use of workshop and store to a fitness studio and store, Class D2 use. Alterations to roof to form a parapet wall with a flat roof behind. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Masding.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, I'm quite glad to see this application because, as you see, the building is in there. Terrible state, total dereliction, and this is something's going to be done with it and it'll be saved. I think it won't impact any of the neighbours by the look of it, and there will be a substantial improvement, so I propose acceptance.
Certainly lookable, though, won't it? Councillor Hill?
Yeah. I don't think this is the first application we've had for this plot. This building, and the others haven't gone through, but I think in principle it is an eyesore and it's suitable to defend the best. I'd agree.
Thank you.
Well, agreeing with my two colleagues here about the fact that something ought to be done with it, I'm just a bit worried that as a fitness studio, there's going to be people coming and going all the time, and bearing in mind the parking problems in St Andrews Road anyway. It might be a bit difficult, but
I mean, if if push comes to shove, you know, I would go along with approval, but I do think that could be a problem.
Mm. You can comment if you wish, but I think the other two councillors are happy to. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour of approval, please. Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Next application is 18V2701 Full, flat 2, 19 Albion Hill. Construction of dormer window incorporating balcony to rear installation of roof lights to front. The amendment is the amended plans for consultation is amended floor plan and section showing rear balcony to back bedroom removed. This was an error with the submitted plan. The Town Council had no objection on the 10th of December 18. We've had no comments from other statutory consultees and no views or representations put forward. Councillor Hill?
The amendment is makes it a bit more straightforward, but I'm happy in principle for the conversion. There's not a lot of space there, and it will add to the flat.
Councillor Marsden?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I'm happy with this.
Thank you.
That's
fine. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18. This was on your addendum. 18V2634 Full. 5 Exeter Road, change of use of first floor from retail storage to flat, installation of new shopfront and rear window. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Marsden.
Yes, thank you, Chair. This is the shop currently known as Carnival House, which is closing down. The existing frontage is of quite extremely boring appearance and no historic value, I think. They're moving the central entrance way to the side so that a separate entrance way can be incorporated for the proposed flat above. They're putting new windows in at the front and adding a window to the rear where there isn't one. But there's no rear access at all to this building by the look of it, and so nowhere for bins or bicycles. But despite this, I think is a good use for the upper floor, converting it to a one-bedroom flat, and we propose acceptance.
Thank you. Councillor Hill?
No comment, I'm happy with that.
Thank you. Councillor Dumper, any comment?
Not really, I need to endorse what Lauren's team said.
So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is also on the addendum, which is 18V2788 Full, grounds of sales, 24 Camperdown Terrace, extension to existing ground floor sale manufacturing business and construction of first floor extension, incorporating balcony to provide live, live, work, residential unit. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Hill, have you got anything?
I was surprised that there were no representation locally to actually put the first floor balcony on with its prospectus to overlook other areas, I must admit. But in principle, it actually does improve the side of the building. And if neighbours, etc., are happy, then I would say go ahead.
Thank you. Councillor Marsden.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, the balcony does only, in fact, overlook Camperdown Creek. And there's no buildings opposite, obviously. The building itself is actually on the creek and physically behind Camperdown Terrace, the main terrace. The roof line is being raised up to approximately the level of the building next door. They've not supplied any dimensions with this application at all. So it may, and it's just an artist's impression, obviously, so the building line may be higher than it does actually look, but. And it will slightly obscure the view from number 22 Camperdown Crescent. But overall, I think it's an improvement to the creek, and I would propose acceptance.
Thank you. Councillor Humphreys.
Madam Chair, I agree with what my fellow councillor said about the improvement side of things, but I think over a period of many years, this area has been discussed within the Town Council. Mm-hmm. and it's also been discussed within the regeneration project of this town. And I think it is fantastic that there's commercial premises there in for the making sales. But it has been talked about, if this is developed, that that area would be quite handy commercial units for marine activity, such as servicing outboard motors, engineering down there, and boat builders, because that's what it's been in the past. And I think this is going to set a precedent to have living accommodation above commercial premises. So I am concerned that, you know, I'm thinking of the future for Exmouth and that area becoming redeveloped and part of it being commercial, but small businesses and entrepreneurs of the town to create little businesses concerning the marine life. So I'm not happy with it, I'm not going to vote for it.
Thank you. Councillor Bay.
Thank you, John. Just somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm sure you can confirm, is this a listed building?
No, I think you're thinking of the sale loft over the other side of the road.
Yeah.
The sale loft, the other side of the camp down, which we've had another application.
They look quite similar on that plan, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, John. I'm a bit worried about the flooding issue there. We have not had a report from the environment, have we?
No, because I think it's existing, it's extended to existing ground floor, so I presume...
Yeah, but they are doing a lot of work around there. So.
Yes, yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. I mean, we can ask that there should, whether there should be a flood.
Well, I'd be happy if there was.
Yeah, Councillor Martin.
Yes, this building will be outside of the flood defence scheme, on the wrong side of it, so to speak.
Yeah, I think Councillor Chapman is referring to normally when we're in a flood zone of this degree, because it is still in the flood zone area, is that we normally would have a flood, you know, we
should
have a report, yeah. But it's an extension rather than a new build, so it might well be that.
And it's change of use, isn't it?
It's going to increase the planning density. That's what worries me.
Councillor Dumper?
I was actually going to take Councillor Humphreys up on what he had to say on that, because my understanding of living and working units like that is that that's very much been a part of national policy in recent years, and you know, it's also part of Exmouth tradition that we've got, you know, going around the colony, around Victoria, you know, all those areas have got places of work, little workshops, alongside living accommodation. I think, you know, as long as the noise levels are, you know, acceptable, then I would have thought that was a good way to go.
Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. I mean, that sale loft has been there for quite a number of years. I don't think that it's ever been an issue to surrounding neighbours or residents in the area. Yes, we have been talking about redeveloping the camp down sort of area with marine industries for many years, but we still haven't achieved those aims. So perhaps this owner, and I'm just surmising here, is obviously looking at it to try and improve his premise in the light of perhaps he's got increased business and he wants to accommodate some people above family. So there's two sides to it, and I think, you know, we've got to look at it in the round and sort of in the absence of immediacy of neighbours not making any comments, I understand, or representation, I think, you know, then it's be difficult to actually turn it down.
Councillor Bailey.
Thank you. Are we in a position to make a distinction between if it was to be built as a commercial let or if it was to be built as an owner occupier? I.e. the man who's doing the sales actually lives there. And I think if we were to put a condition on it as such, then it would comply with what Councillor Dabbler was saying.
Well, no, it does say live, work, residential unit.
It does say that.
So it would have to be let as a live, work, residential unit. So whoever's got the residential unit would have to be also working in some capacity, as well as actually living there.
Right. I'm fine with that.
So it doesn't actually say what. So. So it's been proposed and seconded for approval. We can make the comment regarding the flood. There's no flood assessment.
No, there is a flood assessment.
Sorry.
It is right in the middle of the floodplain.
Yeah, but there is a flood assessment, so it's obviously been noted when the planning application came through. So it's been proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour of approval, please. All those against. Thank you. Any abstentions? Thank you. That's carried. Now move to Withick and Raleigh Ward. Application 18, B2808 full, 122 Withick and Village Road. Relocation of existing recessed front entrance door to be in line with that of the main shop front. There are no comments from statutory consultees and there's no representations. Councillor Taylor?
No problem, I think it lines up with the other shops down there, so I couldn't see that they needed approval, actually.
That makes sense to me, actually. Yeah. Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Now move to items for information, tree preservation orders, land at 198 Withick and Village Road. The above TPO replaces a tree preservation order, which has now expired, so it's just, I think there's quite a few of these. Land at the cottage, 11 Douglas Avenue, copy of the provisional TPO was attached. Land and between Brixton Dive and Cherishwood Avenue, which we have discussed before. Again, this is a TPO replacing one that's expired. After, we've got quite a few of these are going to be coming through. And then we've got land at Rodley House, 83 Salterton Road, which again is a tree preservation order, which is now expired, and so a new one has been made. And the final item, planning decisions. The only one where we objected that's been approved by East Devon is 30 Essington Place, which I know that the district councillors actually opposed in addition to the town council. They supported the town council, actually sent their views in. There's some discussion going on about 30 Essington Place. Because I think the district councillors for that ward were somewhat surprised that it actually was approved and the actual report that went through on the planning application which they're taking up. And also the fact that it was done through delegated powers when more than one district councillor objected. So
naughty, naughty.
Yes. Naughty, naughty. There being no other business, I'll close the meeting. Thank you. Oh.